in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name that is above every other name. At the name of Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. He indeed is Lord, and you know, that means that He's above it all. That means that He's got control of it all. That means that no matter what's going on in the earth right now, with wars and rumors of wars, and keep this in mind, Jesus spoke about this stuff 2,000 years ago when He was walking on the earth. You know, I sometimes, it interests me how angry people get when it comes to Jesus. I mean, Jesus Christ precisely predicted the times that would come after Him. And He even spoke about the times that we now live in. Now, if the humanist theory about humanity was correct, then man, in his, you know, fantastic progression, being able to, you know, come up with all kinds of great technology and ideas and advancements that should aid the human race, that man, in all of his great accomplishments, should have achieved in himself an age of peace and prosperity and all that kind of stuff. But instead, what we live in right now is an age of wars and rumors of wars, nations rising against nation, kingdom against kingdom, famines, pestilence in various places, earthquakes. You know, Jesus spoke word for word about the time that we live in right now. Word for word. If you don't believe me, go read Matthew chapter 24 and see if that sounds like the day and the age that you live in right now. I mean, incredible. Okay, put yourself in a situation. If you had to project 2,000 years in advance, and you had to say what the world would be like 2,000 years from now, you do that. You don't have the foggiest clue, do you? I don't either. And I mean, that being the case, you know, as humans, as finite beings, we're limited. We're limited in our vision. You and I can hardly see 5 years in advance. People can project. You know, that's why so often business plans that people make, they make a 5-year business plan. Why? Because, you know, things change a lot by the close of 5 years. Yeah, people can make projections up to 50 years, all that kind of stuff, but it's pretty loose because the world changes, life changes, things change. But God is unchangeable, and He also knows the beginning from the end. You know, just read the Word with that mindset. Just, if you don't believe the Scriptures, just read Matthew 24 alone, by itself, and ask yourself if that sounds like the day and the age that you now live in. That should be enough for you to accept that God's Word is true. That should be enough. Just to keep in mind the time frame and what it is that God would speak about. Because also the disciples were asking Him what the end would look like. What's it going to look like when we start getting towards the end, Jesus? Jesus, well, if you want to know what it looks like, let me tell you. So, you know, isn't that incredible? I mean, you got to just stop. Whatever background that you come from, whatever background, whatever heritage that you come from, stop for a second and just tell yourself, see how incredible that is, that something like that, somebody just from a natural viewpoint, you got to just stand in awe of something like that, because you know, God knew and still does knows the beginning from the end. God knows what was, what is to come. Hey, Jesus, beat that was. See you. Okay. Okay. Sorry. That's a buddy of mine on the road. See him every now and then. Okay. Just got to help him out. All right. No, but just think about it. If you think back and what life was 2,000 years ago, I think about the people walking around in the dust. You know, walking to go to and fro. Maybe you got a horse if you're really wealthy. And a chariot. And to speak about the day and the age that we now live in. Talking about a mark by which no man could buy or sell. I mean, you know, it's funny because throughout history, you know, people have tried to project what that mark would be or what that would look like, all of that stuff. But in this day and age, now more than ever, you can see what that would be. Or you get a much clearer picture of what that would sound like. You know, if you're curious, there's on our blog, on our Faith Mix blog, and you got to go to the homepage, just click on the blog button. And inside the blog, years ago, we put up just different ways that people would be able to sell the mark of the beast when it actually comes out. And I think we stopped at probably about 20 different ways. And all of them made sense on a human level. All of them made sense on a natural level. Oh my gosh, they just made perfect sense. Like, of course, why wouldn't you take this, right? And everything from you know, keeping your medical records on you at any given time, protecting your children so that if they ever were lost, that you could find them very easily, protecting your borders from illegal immigration, counter trafficking and counter human trafficking, stopping bribery and corruption, and you know, tracing money and making sure that governments are doing things legitimately with their people. I mean, it just, the list went on and on and on of all the different ways that if you just give your allegiance to the world and the world system, that it'll take care of you. And if you didn't do that, then you must be a terrorist, because that'd be the only reason. And so we got to cut your head off. That's starting to sound a little bit more like the scenario that we're going to be coming into in the years to come. And if not years to come, maybe sooner, maybe later, I don't know. Because no man knows the day or the hour. But you can see the signs of the times. And if you got your head out of the ground, you're not an ostrich, you can actually tell, all right, this is a little bit more of what's happening. And I need to make sure that I'm awake. Make sure that you're awake. Awake and ready. And understand what's going on in the world around you. Take a look. Open your eyes. See. Gosh, there's so much. You know what's so amazing about the scriptures? The Bible. There's no other book on the planet like the Holy Bible. None. And because there is life in that book. There's life in that book. You know, there's books out there, yes, that have great teaching, wonderful principles, all kinds of good stuff in them. You know, you can read them and you can learn a lot. But there's no book like the Holy Bible. There's no book where it has life inside of it. And it also takes the key to unlock the Bible. And this is why some people don't see it and some people do. The key to unlocking the Bible is Christ Jesus. Because Jesus, in the beginning, John chapter 1, Jesus said, John chapter 1 says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Word became flesh. Word became Christ Jesus. So the Word of God became Christ. Christ in you, the hope of glory. The Word of His word in you. Remain in me, and my words remain in you, and you will bear much fruit. There's this consummation relationship that takes place when Christ Jesus becomes real in a person's life, and he becomes one with him. And in that place, the word of God now opens up to you. That's why it's hidden from the world. The world can take the Bible, read it, and not see anything. Be blinded to it. And you take a follower of Christ, you can give him a page of scripture, and that page of scripture can speak to him for the entire year. It can speak to him for ages. You can just meditate on John chapter 3 for the rest of your life. I mean, there's so much in it. There's so much there. And when you realize that God has done this for you, then you start to have an appreciation. You know, you got to have an appreciation because God has done so much for you. For you. For you. You specifically. You listening to this right now. God has done so much for you. And Jesus said, I came that they might have life, that they might have it more abundantly. And if you are not living the abundant life right now, the question is, what is it that is keeping you from living the life that God intended that you might have? See, God intended that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly. So what is keeping you from living that abundant life now? Because the other part of it too is, Jesus said, today is the day of salvation. So the day of salvation is right now. So right now is the day of salvation. And because it's the day of salvation, what is keeping you from being saved from a life that is something less than you were meant to live? You know, I had a buddy of mine in the States who's a pastor. And one time he was telling me, he said, Govinda, he said, the good is the enemy of the best. And you know, I think as time's gone on, I've seen that more and more and more. Good is the enemy of the best. And that's why too, some bear 30, some bear 60, some bear 100-fold. Some take the word of God and live it. Some take the word of God and consider it. Do you want to be among those that spends their entire life considering the word of God, contemplating the word of God, meditating on it? And it's good to meditate. But, or do you ever want to live this thing? Do you ever want to actually live it? Wouldn't you like to know the miracle working power of God? Wouldn't you like to know what it's like for God to work wonders through you? Not through somebody else, through you. Wouldn't you like to know what that is? Do you think that's not possible with you? Oh, okay. Well, is it up to your individual effort then? No, let's dig a little bit into this. Is it up to your individual effort for something to happen? For the miracle working power of God to work through you? Or you just got to be in connection? Think about a light bulb. Does that light bulb, what does it need for that light to shine for the entire house? Everything is there. It just needs to be connected to the source. It just needs to be connected to the power. If it's connected to the power, that's all it needs. The light then shines bright. Look, all you need is to be connected to the power. All you need is for the switch to be turned on. That's it. That's it. So what is keeping you from the switch being turned on in your life? For you being and going from that place, from dark to light, from the power of Satan unto God, what is keeping you from that? Okay, question. Are you living the abundant life? right now. Do you feel that? If the answer is no, then ask God. Lord, what is it? What am I missing right now? Look, there are windows and seasons of time in this walk with God. Yes. We do get wilderness experiences. Yes. We do get trials and testings. Yes. We do have all of these different things. Yes. We do have incredible mountaintops. Yes. We don't live on the mountain though either. But yes, we have all of those things. But you know what? If you're walking with Christ, in all of that, you would be living an abundant life. And you would know it. And you wouldn't trade it. You would not trade it. You would not trade the life that you have in Him for anything else. Because there's power in that life. There's an amazing adventure in that life. You know, you don't know what it is that will happen as a result of your obedience in Christ Jesus. You don't. You don't know the far-reaching impact and implications of your obedience. I give you an example. Personal example. All right. Just the other day. The other day. I was out and about in the lovely island nation of Sri Lanka. I was in the city of Colombo. And I was at something. I was at an event. And somebody introduced me to somebody else. And they heard my... And somebody else in a different part of the room, close by, heard my name spoken. And came walking over and said, "You're Govinda." I was like, "Hey, nice to meet you." And they said, "No, no, no." They said, I listened to the broadcast. I listen online. Sister, if you're out there and you're listening to this, God bless you. But she just said, "You know, look, I listen. I listen to Faith Mix." And, you know, that, for me, you know, I mean, hey, praise God. God bless you. Thank God that this stuff helps people out there. But had God not quickened me years ago and just led me in a path to do something like this, and also brought people around me with skills too that are necessary for this kind of thing, and they had a heart for the pieces that, you know, I lacked. Because look, no person has all of it in themselves. We are the body of Christ. You're the body of Christ. That means that you need each part. And each part brings something to the table. Each part that's connected to Him and does not have selfish ambition or a self-serving goal or a self-serving idea, but truly is seeking God's will and the best interests of those that are of the others that are there in the body, God works through them. And He brings people, the right people, around you. Also, at the same time, too, you got to know the enemy is going to try to send the sharks and the snakes and the wolves and all the other kind of creepy, crawly things to try to inroad your life, to try to steal what it is that God is doing with you. But those ones, you just cut them out. You push them away. And you keep space for the real, true-hearted people of God. Because when you work and go forward and labor in the things of the Lord, you don't know truly the impact of what it is that you do. But God knows, and eternity knows. And we don't do what we do for personal agendas. We do it, the reward is obedience in and of itself. When you do what it is that God has instructed you to do, that's the end in and of itself. That's the blessing in and of itself. So, it's okay. You don't, see, because see, the way the world judges it is the world has a set of results that it expects. And in the world system, you've got to achieve the results the way the world says you have to achieve the results. And if you achieve the worldly results in the worldly way, then you're going to be okay. Now it's all right. Now you've attained. You've achieved. You've succeeded. But in the kingdom, it's not like that. In the kingdom, all you've got to do is just obey what the Father has for you and watch what the results, let the results be what they are. And even in the obedience, look, you are already His. God loves you. Just keep walking. And if you mess up, hey, it's all right. You know, I was talking to another buddy, good friend, long time, wonderful, wonderful friend in my life. And this one was telling me, you know, sometimes people all worry about, you know, God's going to punish me if I do this, or God's going to punish me if I do that. This friend told me, said, you know what happens? We actually end up punishing ourselves. We punish ourselves far more than it is that God would punish us. And I've kind of seen that too. You know, like when we choose to go a different direction, or when we miss it, we're the ones that end up torturing ourselves and punishing ourselves. You know, I mean, I've seen a lot of even what's going on in the world right now. God just turns people over to the consequences of their own actions. I mean, if you think about stuff like think about AIDS, or think about you know, some of the different things that are out there as far as like consequences for sin that are in the world. You know, those are there. Yes, it's hard. It's hard that people end up going through that. But you know, also too, there are consequences in life for the mistakes of life and for living in a fallen world. And you know, whatever it is that people end up, the situation of life that they're in, look, whatever it may be, just know that God loves you. Know that whatever it is that has been your situation, wherever it is, even right now, that this audio finds you, whatever frustration it is that you may be facing in life, you got to know that God loves you. You got to know that God created a way for you. He created a way for you so that you did not have to live a substandard existence in your entire time here. You didn't. You would know the truth. The truth sets you free. You would be able to live an abundant life, a full life. You know, you got to thank God. You got to thank Him for the blessings that He's given you, the life that He's given you, just the way that He's touched your life and put His guard around you. Because you know, He really has guarded you. He really has protected you. He really has watched over you. He really has kept you. Even when you've thought that He hasn't, He has. He has an incredible way of keeping balance around you. And in whatever it is that goes on, the scriptures tell us too that He will not allow us to be tested beyond that which we can withstand, to be tempted beyond what we can withstand. You know, God will make a way of escape for you. He knows your limitation. And you will go up to the very edge of it. You will get stretched at that point. But He knows that tipping point. He will stretch you. He will twist you. He will turn you. He will pull. He will push. He will work you over. But He knows where to give you rest. He knows when to give you peace. Knows when to make everything stop and for you to be able to just rest with Him. And so you got to also know that you don't have to worry. If you got it, you can handle it. If you're facing it, you can handle it. And you know, throughout life, all of the successes that the world puts so much emphasis on, and all the things that it strives to try to put priority on, none of it matters. Oh my gosh, none of it matters. You know, I mean, people cannot tell you, you know, what awards their great-grandfather won. Maybe a handful of people might be able to, but just because it was made a priority or something like that. People can't tell you that. The most wealthy people that have ever lived in life, most of them have been completely forgotten, even a generation later. The world forgets, and it moves on. And so all of these things that people think are so important, they don't mean much. They don't mean much right now, let alone carry on a little bit further. They mean nothing. Only that which is done in connection with Christ Jesus as part of His divine plan will last, has any significance, has any value. So even in that light, how dumb do you think it is to curse the people of God, to harm the people of God, to work against those that are the children of the light? How dumb is it to have and speak words against the King of Kings, whose very breath is on loan in your body, that even allows you to speak words? You know, that's what's so, that's the irony for me. When sometimes I'm talking to an atheist, or talking to somebody that, you know, would in arrogance speak against their creator. The very breath that they're using to speak has been put in their body by the living God. It's His breath in them that they get for a window of time to live out a life here on this planet. And when it's done, it's gone. That He takes it back. And it's amazing that they don't even realize that. So with the very mouth that they use to curse God, they curse Him with the very mouth that He gave them. The very bodies that He gave them, they curse Him. How dumb is that? That's why scriptures say the fool says in his heart there is no God. That's what it says in Proverbs. You know, scriptures don't really put much more emphasis on atheists than that. It pretty much leaves it at that. Because what more can you say? Somebody that would speak against the living God is a fool. Somebody that does not believe, does not see, does not understand, whose heart is closed to the truth of what life is a fool. Now, you know, God loves them. We love them. We do. We really do. We really want something good for them. But you know, we also have to be sure that we understand and know what life truly is. And as much as we love people, we won't compromise the truth for anyone. Because truth is true. And it's true whether you like it or not. It's true whether you believe it or not. It's true whether you even know about it or not. It's just true. So, such is life, such is truth. And such is the way. And in that way, we bid you good, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. Because, hey, we love you guys. And with that, drop us an email. Hey, yeah, we'll stop you for a bit. Hey, drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Or drop us a note on our Facebook page. Just search for us under Facebook. You see Faith Mix, one word, you find us. Just say hi. We appreciate it. We really appreciate it when you guys say hi, because we love knowing that you're out there. We love knowing that you're doing well or whatever's going on with you. And, you know, we appreciate you, because you know what? You're in the same journey. We're all in the same journey, and we're doing it together. And we're being led by the Holy Spirit. We're being led by our Savior, our Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, who loves us, cares for us, keeps us. He is the good shepherd. We are the sheep of his pasture, and he's got us. He's got you. And know that. Keep on keeping on. We'll catch up with you soon. All right. God bless you.